To the utmost, Jesus saves. He will pick you up and turn you around. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. More grace to everybody. I am excited to know that makes no difference what the problem. I can go to God in prayer. That's what Albertina Walker said. She said, I don't care what the problem is. I don't care what the situation is. There's nothing that I can go to God about. So I want you right now to get up wherever you are. Wherever you are, get up. Come on, let's give him what he is worthy of and what he is due. KCC and all of you who are connected to the mantle that's upon my life, I pray that you are being faithful and committed in your prayer time and in your intercession. Jacksonville, you're slacking in prayer. Can't speak for Houston, but Charlotte and those. I didn't want prayer to just be something that we're doing every now and then, or something that you do when I push you to pray. Prayer is a necessity in the life of the believer. It's not something that you do every now and then. Prayer is the oil in the life of the believer. Don't care how beautiful your car is. My grandmother always say, make sure you change that oil every so many thousand miles. Because if you don't change that oil, that car's going to give out on you. It's the life of the car. That's what your prayer life is. It's your life. Men ought always not to dance, not to shout, not to scream, but men ought always to pray and to faint not. Le shele shele balakashala makunta la kia baladas. Zinondele bekevele dandala bahaya. Right where you are, get up. And when I tell you to praise God, and I just want to tell you how subtle the spirit of rebellion is. It's like me asking you to praise him, and you sitting there saying, well, I don't have to do it. I can do it in my spirit. That's rebellion. It's like me saying, pray in the spirit, and you're not doing it. It's like me saying, clap your hands, and you're not doing it. The spirit of rebellion is a powerful spirit. Some of us are overcome with that spirit and don't even recognize how that thing is so alive in our life, but the devil is a liar. We must be what God has called us to be. So right where you are, open your mouth and begin to honor him. Begin to bless him. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to tell him how faithful he is, how righteous he is, how powerful he is. Right where you are, open your mouth and let's begin to bless the Lord. Le ba shandala ba kondala ba hasia. Hiala ba shatala la bandala kaya. Ramande lele bele bon soto lele me kevandia. Ina ma shande e ba shaka bandala kosaya. Open your mouth right where you are and let's begin to tell him how great he is. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Jesus, sweet Redeemer, blessed King, faithful Master, wonderful Jesus, we bless you. Wonderful Jesus, we glorify you. We honor you. We extol you. We lift you up. You said in your word that if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we lift you up. We glorify you. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for making sure that we are clothed and in our right mind. We thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. We thank you that we're on top of the ground and the ground is not on top of us. We thank you that the four corners of our wall were not the four corners of our grave. We thank you that our tongue is not glued to the roof of Abashande Eriosia. Is not Dendele Shetalaba. Is not glued to the roof of our mouth. We thank you that the bed that we laid on was not our cooling board. Oh, we got a reason to bless you. We come before you today as humble children. We come before you. Hallelujah. as a pitcher before an open fountain. Father, we bless you. Come as a little child would be in the presence of their father. Humble, my God, vulnerable. We come before you empty, needing you to fill us again. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me. Mashallah. Feed me till I want some more. Here's my cup. I'm asking you to fill it up and to make me whole. Bless you, Moshaka. Bless you for my right mind. Thank you for keeping my family. Thank you that no bullet hit me. Thank you, my God, today. Glory, Oshika. Mendelebeke kandalabashata. Thank you that I have feeling in every part of my body. Thank you that I'm not paralyzed. Thank you that there's no paralysis. Thank you that nobody has spoken over my life and said I'm asystole. Thank you that I didn't have to be intubated last night. Thank you, hallelujah, that I'm breathing on my own. Thank you that no IV bags are hooked up to my body. Thank you that I'm hydrated. Thank you that my digestive system is working. Thank you that I can see through my eyes, that I can hear through my ears, that I can talk with my tongue. Oh, God, I got a reason to bless you. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, bo shande. Hey, bashata. Ikandala bashatonomo. Munini anzekeleleme. Lemandolo bo shata. Thank you that I can brush my own teeth and I can comb my own hair. Thank you that I can walk. Thank you, hallelujah to God. Thank you for breathing, bebosha, for breath in my body. Thank you. You said into your gates with thanksgiving. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Hey, I give you the thanks. I give you the thanks. I give you the thanks for being my father. I give you the thanks for taking me up when everybody forsake me. I thank you that I can depend on you. I thank you that you are my rock, Moshe. You are my salvation. You are my strength. You are my blessed redeemer. I thank you, Olobo Shande. Hey, Bashata. Open your mouth and thank him right where you are. Get up. Open your mouth and bless him. Walk around and glorify him. Walk around and give him the honor. Yeah. Shande. Ebabo Shata. Ira la baba shandala la bahaya. Hobi andelelebe kondidiosa. Ina na moho kondelelebe. Yebiro shitalama. Yambibibibi anzikelele mandolo bokoya. Robo dobo sha. Robi ambadi di bienzikele me. Lengelele andala la ba. Lanta nono no mo sitala bansha. Hey, mashaba. Obo koshebe biankalidia. Oh, bless him. That's how you always start your prayers, with the giving of thanks. That's how you always start your intercession, with the giving of thanks. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy of it. The Bible declares in 1 John 3, for this cause was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Oh, my shande. So we're going to pray today. Amen. I said we're going to pray today. Come on here. We're going to pray today and believe God. Hallelujah. That the works of the devil be destroyed. Oh, Monday, I feel God. Oh, by Sunday, Irada by Sunday. Let me tell y'all something. Somebody is about to go to another level. Somebody is about to trust God and take God at his word. Because he said, I sought for a man that was standing the gap and that would make up the heads. But he couldn't find anybody. Are you listening to me? All right. All right. God is always looking for somebody to intercede, to believe God, to take God at his word. But we're going to pray today because we know that pain and sin and destruction are all works of the enemy. All right. Premature death, sudden death, infirmity, affliction are all works of the devil. But we are decreeing today that every work of the adversary that's hindering us, we override it. Raise your right hand. Your hands have power. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. You are praying as an ambassador. You are praying, hallelujah. Oh, by Sunday, I feel God. You are praying as an intercessor and a go-between. You are praying and declaring that the works of the adversary are being dismantled. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every work of the adversary hindering my life, come to an end. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against every work of the adversary, every pain working in the life of the believer, in my life, in my children, in my family, sin, destruction, confusion, every work of the enemy that is hindering my life, hindering my finances, hindering this nation, hindering my church, hindering my family, hindering my bloodline. Father, in the name of Jesus, I override every work of the enemy, and I command every work of the enemy to come to an end. Let it come to an end. According to Psalm 79, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Hey, lift your voice and begin to pray. And command the works of the enemy to be destroyed. Command the works of the enemy to be dismantled. Command the works of the enemy that are at work in the life of your family, in the life of your brother, in the life of your sister. Command those works to come to an end. We command the works of the enemy to be dismantled, to be destroyed, to be obliterated. Hey, la bashata, le mandolo bokosaya, le mandilia. We release, we relinquish, and we invoke the blood of Jesus to cancel, to override, to destroy every work of the enemy at operation in my life, in my body, in my family, in my mind, in my finances. I command the works of the enemy come to an end. Satan, you are a liar. Satan, you are rebuked. Satan, every work of the enemy of frustration, of harassment, every work of the enemy come to an end. Come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the plans of the enemy come to an end. Let the strategies of the devil come to an end. Let every hex, every dex, every enchantment, every word curse, every wrong prayer come to an end. 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 Hey. Shanta. Le ba ba ba. Shanta lama. Le mande le be. Le bokosa. Le mande le be. Oba shaka. Liman kaladi. Le mande le be. Le do lo boso. Robokosha. Le mende le gita. Lantanania. Inana manzukuma. Le mende le ko. Robokusha bande. Hey. Rebasha. Hey. Mikasha. Landelebe, ubi bibi bi ashata. Oba Sunday. Come on, pray. Mashalaba. Mashalabando lobohobia. Ibi bioko shande de bidiasia. In the name of Jesus. Ibi shibia. Handala baba salamando lobokoya. We're going to pray one more prayer. We are praying one more prayer. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. neither give place to the devil. Try it again. Neither give place to the devil. That's Ephesians 4, 27, 26 says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Verse 7, neither give place to the devil. They go together. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. We are praying that any opening, any occasion, any foothold of the enemy that the enemy has located in our life, we cancel them in the name of Jesus. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, any opening that the enemy has seen, we close that door. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, any opening, any occasion, any foothold that the enemy has seen, that the enemy has located in my life, in my church, in the life of my pastor, in the life of my family, in the life of his family, to use as a loophole to attack my family, to attack me, to hinder my blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every opening to be shut. I shut every opening. I overturn every stronghold. I override every loophole. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, any occasion of the enemy that has come through deception, that has come through mindset, that has come through witchcraft, that has come through mind control, block the occasion. Shut every opening. Every enemy that the enemy, every opening that the enemy has because of my mouth, because of my thoughts, because of the way I move, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every occasion to be blocked. I command every door to be shut. Every opening that has come through relationships, that has come through networks, that has come through association, that has come, hallelujah, through prayerlessness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every opening to be shut. I shut every opening. I dismantle every opening by the hand of God, by the power of God. I command every opening to be shut. Every occasion of the enemy, anything that is happening in my life, in my finances, in the life of my pastor, in the life of my son, my daughter, my mother, my father. Father, in the name of Jesus, may every opening be shut. May every occasion be blocked. May every loophole be overturned. I seal every door with the blood of Jesus. I seal it with the blood and command every human opening that has an access to come in, to lay hold on my life, to lay hold on my destiny, to lay hold on my future. Hey, I command every human opening that the enemy wants to bring in my life, I command it to be cut off. Anyone, Shabbat, that is a human opening, I cut them off. Every individual in my life that is a human opening, every person, every individual in my life who the enemy is using through contagious magic, through association, to bring a curse, for a curse to operate in my life, I cancel it. 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 I override it. I block it. I stop it. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Listen to me. I only say this because the Lord told me to say it. Some of you talk too much. Your talking is causing things to be hindered in your life. Now, I hate to say this, but that's why some prophecies that are given to you don't come to pass, because you talk too much. You have too much to say. And you are so proud You won't humble yourself and tell your brother or sister, I said something about you that I shouldn't say it, and I owe you an apology. About your pastors, about your leaders, your mother and father have to be honored. They can be sinners, but their words hold weight. Your mom and dad, not even saved, but because of who they are, they hold weight. Please hear me in the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. You have to repent, because if you don't, there's an opening. There's a loophole. Your mouth. Come in, Miriam. Your mouth has brought about leprosy. You listening opens the door for the enemy to sneak in your life. There are conversations that you don't have. Please, body of Christ, I would that you would listen to me. There are things you can do that opens the door for the enemy. Post-Calvary. Ephesians is post-Calvary. Give no place. That's topos. Don't give the enemy a foothold, because he's an accuser of the brethren. Your dishonor, your lying, your cheating, your stealing, you will go to heaven, but you're giving the enemy a foothold. You say heaven is your home, but your loose life gives an open door for the enemy to wreak havoc in your life and in your finances. And there are doors you have to shut. There are occasions that have to be blocked. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. Amen. I honor my leader. I honor my pastor. I was in a room one time, and I didn't leave the room quick enough when somebody said something I didn't like. And I called my pastor and said, I repent to you for listening for 2 seconds. These are footholds of the enemy. But may every foothold be closed. Every occasion be blocked. Listen to me. Because if not, that's why sickness, infirmity, and disease and lack is happening in your life. Why, Pastor? Because you think you know something. No, this is very serious. That's why I'm keeping us in prayer. Because some of you are hindering yourself. It ain't the witch. You're the witch that's hindering yourself. I'm not saying you work in witchcraft, but you are your own hindrance. You're blocking your own blessing because you're opinionated. But you're going to get it right. I challenge everyone to get to the church and pray. 30 minutes, 1 hour. Come on. Love God enough to pray. Get to the sanctuary. Don't let it just be something you do once a week, once every Pray. Get to that church and pray. Call on the name of Jesus and pray. I'm challenging everybody. Proverbs 18, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Challenging everybody on this call. $PBCJR. Let's sow an $18 seed. I want you all to know that whatever I ask you to sow, I always sow. And not only do I always sow, I sow it to my leader and dad, but I'm challenging everybody. Everybody to sow that seed. $PBCJR. $18 seed. Let's sow in faith. Pray for me. I preach in Valdosta, Georgia tonight. Going to be an awesome time in the Holy Ghost. Anybody that's near Georgia, Florida, any of those surrounding areas, come on. Let's go to Valdosta, Georgia, and believe God and put our faith out there. I want to challenge all of you that can today saw an $18 seed. That's $PBCJR. Go to the website if you need to sow it. BrianKarn.org, BrianKarn.com. Amen. You can mail it in P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. But let me tell you something. Close your mouth. Get yourself together. Stay out of everybody's bed. Put that alcohol down, that weed down. Stop complaining, murmuring. You will go to heaven, but you're opening doors for the enemy. And I don't need no door of the enemy opened in my life. I'm challenging you to sow a seed right now of $18. Amen. And I will jump in on this. Praise God. I love you so much. Three of you is going to give 118. So jump in on that and get it. Three of you. The heavens is three of you jumping in and getting that seed right now of 118. There's three of you. But the rest of you are sowing that $18 seed. Dollar sign P B C J R. Presidents of tribes who are part of KCC, communicate. Find out who on your tribe is in prayer. Some of this stuff you're dealing with can be dealt with in prayer. Find out. Call them, president. Have you been to the church to pray? Especially you in Charlotte. The church is open all night. You don't have no excuse. Have you been to the church to pray? Have you been to the church to intercede? Amen. You got this position. Are you praying? I'm praying at home. That wasn't the instruction of the man of God. The man of God said, get to the church and intercede and pray. Amen. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous. Guess what it does? It availeth much. You got to rebuke death. Amen. I sense it so strong trying to creep in. So let's pray against that. Let's give ourselves the prayer. No bad reports. Give ourselves the prayer and intercession. Call on the name of the Lord. Let's believe God for the miraculous. You are blessed today. You are favored and anointed. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, my God, thou shalt condemn. How you know, Prophet Karn? For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. You're sowing your seed. Pray for me that God uses me tonight. Glory to God. In Valdosta, Georgia, it's going to be awesome. But every foothold of the enemy is being shut today. There will be no occasion for the enemy to creep in our lives through our disobedience, through our talking too much, through our sin. Do you understand? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give ourselves the prayer. Amen. Love you so much. And again, I just want to take a minute to thank God for all of those who volunteering and being blessing up there. The cafe, the kitchen is very soon to start there in Charlotte. And amen. I believe God's going to give us the power to buy everything we need to buy, because that's the kind of God we serve. He's that kind of God. He's faithful. Amen. So let's be faithful in our giving and committed. And trust God. Go to the cafe. If you get up there and pray, go pray. I ain't put us on a fast. I'm going to shortly. Got a shut-in coming up, I think, in November. Amen. Well, we're going to be praying at the church. Locked up 3 days. Seeking his face. Shut in with God. Ha! Come on here. Ooh, ba 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 ba. Shata. I'm ready for it, Jesus. Amen. God said he's going to do it for us. But go to the church, pray, and go get you a frappe. Hallelujah. I love you so much. You're blessed. I'll see you soon. Be in Houston Saturday, Jacksonville Sunday morning, Charlotte Sunday afternoon. Amen. And tomorrow night, you know where we are. I'm sorry, tonight, you know where we are. And, in Valdosta, Georgia. I say it again. Your dishonor opens the door for the enemy. Don't miss God. I love you. More grace. Bye-bye. Hallelujah.